Stripe is the go-to choice for AI companies, from early-stage startups to scaled enterprises. 78% of the leading AI companies use Stripe to go to market quickly and scale globally. That includes pioneers like NVIDIA, OpenAI, and Perplexity. Stripe has developed cutting-edge tools to improve everything from fraud detection to checkout optimization. Whether you're aiming for incremental gains or planning for enterprise transformation, see how Stripe can help at stripe.com.
Did you know an average of 33,000 domains get registered every day? If you've got an idea for a business, make sure you name it right away. Just search Wix Domains and claim yours before someone else does. Your ideal.com, .net, .u is out there. Search Wix Domains and go grab yours today.
Down to business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
So it's been a turbulent week, to put it mildly, with strange and seemingly very significant tariffs being placed on EU goods from the Rose Garden in the White House. I'm going to talk to some people now for their take on where we're at now. And indeed, I'll also be talking to some people who have businesses that are directly affected by this. First, I'm delighted to be joined by Simon McAllister. He's the co-head of the Geopolitical Strategy Unit at EY. Good morning to you, Simon.
Morning, Bobby.
Now, Simon, what is your greatest fear at this point in terms of where we go next, given what we know today?
Well, I think you mentioned mildly there. There was nothing mild about the sort of market reaction to it. So obviously, you know, stock exchanges were down very significantly over the last 2 days. Oil was very significantly down. The currencies were on the move as well. So the euro appreciated up to about 110. The question there on is where does that stop? And the risk with all of this global trade, you know, war as it's becoming, is whether a financial shock would potentially exacerbate the impact of it. So that feeds into then where does all the responses start to kick in? So we've seen Canada and we've seen China with retaliatory tariffs, all of which is starting to look like this is going to ramp up now.
Yeah.
From an EU perspective, which is obviously what affects us, the EU is saying they're going to wait and they're just going to be a little bit reflective and maybe see what happens and try and get into a negotiation and see where.
How long can they wait, given the speed at which things are unfurling before our eyes? Like, when will they respond?
Yeah, some of it is a political judgment, I think, which, you know, is obviously something outside our sphere. But that's a question of their judgment on what's going to work best with negotiating with President Trump. We know that they've been working on the targets of what they would apply tariffs on. That's a list that they've been working up over the last couple of months. That's always calibrated off both what sort of big values can they get to in terms of biggest imports and what politically do they think would create pressure in swing states in particular or Republican states in the US.
Is the Chinese reaction likely to harm us or help us?
It's probably too early to tell in terms of the direct impact on Ireland itself. I mean, the bit that we will start to very quickly realise through some examples from companies is the degree to which the world is so interconnected in trade. So, you know, product is being shipped from one country to another, it's being processed there, then it's being shipped to another, it's having more processing done, more parts added to it, and then it's shipped to its final destination. The complexity of that is what starts to build when you have tariffs in one place going to another place, eventually going to another place. So probably too early to tell.
Okay. Well, thanks for joining us, Simon. Up next, I'm delighted to be joined by economist Colm McCarthy, who we often talk to on this show. Good morning to you, Colm.
Good morning, Bobby.
How are you?
I'm fine.
Now, what do you make of all this? Give me your thoughts as we stand today, Colm, particularly from an Irish perspective. Obviously, we've been lumped in with Europe in terms of our negotiation strategy. But what do you think is likely to happen next?
I think what's going to happen next is that the budget surplus, which has been driven by the payments here in Ireland of corporation tax, mostly by American companies, is going to evaporate. How soon it's going to evaporate is hard to say, because Trump just produced his homework, laughable homework on tariffs in the Rose Garden.
Yeah.
But Lutnick and various other people close to Trump have been indicating that they are going to move on to corporation tax, and they're unhappy about the fact, and it is a fact, that the budget surplus here is an artificial consequence of weaknesses in American corporation tax policy, which they can change unilaterally, and I think they will.
And do you think that this could be much more significant, this tax change, than even the tariffs will have been? It'll be another huge negative, will it not?
Well, for us, you see, we can't do anything about the tariffs. We joined the European Union in 1973, and the European Union has since evolved into a single market and a customs union. And we do whatever they do. We have zero tariffs with our markets in Europe, and we have the same tariffs against everybody else. So we will have the same influence on what the EU does as other small countries, Luxembourg and Slovenia and so on. In other words, none. So the government should not be concentrating on what they're going to say about tariffs at the EU meeting. That will be driven by
the EU,
principally by France and Germany and Italy. They're the big countries.
Yeah.
And it looks as if they will respond. But we'll go along with that because we must. We've no discretion at all. We do not have Irish tariffs against America. We only have European ones. And that's the way it is. What we can do here is take evasive action on budget policy, and we have a largely imaginary fiscal surplus these last few years, which seems to be burning a hole in the pockets of Irish politicians. They can't wait to dream up another tax break.
Well,
they're even, Bobby, in the last few days, demands from both the trade unions and IBEC, who certainly ought to know better, that the government should bring in emergency handouts to business firms that are going to have to pay higher tariffs.
As always, Colin McCarthy, a great...
Absolutely the wrong time to do it.
Okay, well, as always, refreshing analysis from Colin McCarthy. Thanks very much for joining us. Now I want to talk to Rory Gillen again, looking at the stock market angle. Rory Gillen of Gillen Markets, you're very welcome to the programme.
Yeah, hi, Bobby. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you, Rory. We're seeing huge, capital value depreciation in some big tech companies. What, Apple down $200 billion? The numbers are eye-watering, Rory. Are you there? Rory? I don't think I might have lost Rory there, have I? Yeah. So I was just going to ask Rory there about the effect that all this is going to have on these big tech companies. And it really is ironic when you see some of the owners of these big companies in the front row from the Rose Garden, and their share value is absolutely depreciating at a rate of knots. I'll try and get back to Rory in a minute, but I also want to talk to somebody who's got real skin in the game here, and he's Pat Rigney from the Shed Distillery. Pat, how are you?
Good, Bobby. Thank you. How are you? I hope you're well.
I'm great, Pat, and good to talk to you. And I know you've had a very probably stressful and turbulent number of days, but can you maybe tell us now that the dust has, well, it hasn't really settled, but we probably know a little bit more now today than we did 4 days ago. But where are you at now in relation to your business and your plans, many of whom would have really included the American market?
Yeah, well, in relation to the US, it's obviously it's a very important part of our business and indeed the drinks business generally. So, I mean, the first thing we've attempted to do is to give certainty to our own team. We have 100 employees in terms of, you know, that we're doubling down on that market. We're number four in the premium gin category there with Drumshambo, Gunpowder Irish Gin. And we've been in constant communication with our importer, looking at how we can manage it. And indeed, We have a delegation arrived this morning from the US, and we will be looking, working with them over the weekend to put plans in place just to ensure that we continue to grow. We're actually in growth in the US, even though the US market is challenging. But there are things we can do.
What are they, Pat? What can you do?
Well, first of all, we have a very resourceful team, our brand has always been very innovative in the way it approaches its marketing. We have a very strong base in the US. We have a lot of loyal consumers.
Yeah.
So I think, we're going to have to look at how we ensure that our pricing doesn't go out of kilter. And we're going to have to work with our partners on that. And obviously that's going to be a cost to us. But I think the first thing to do is to steady the nerves of all our customers over there, all our salespeople, and that we're fully committed to the market for the long term, and to put a series of...
Okay, well, that's refreshing to hear, Pat, that you're committed to that market and committed to the great people that you work with and to your team. I think that's showing really good leadership at a difficult time. So thanks for joining us this morning. And I'm wishing you well on your endeavours. Some choppy waters ahead there for Pat Rigney from the Shed Distillery in Dumshambo. I was talking to Rory Gillen earlier and I got cut off, but I believe Rory is back with me now. How are you, Rory?
We're back. It appears not just the market crash here.
Yeah. I know, Rory. That's good for the one-liner. Now, let's talk about those markets. I was talking about, big tech companies having gazillions wiped off their valuation. Is that not likely to drive some sort of panic action? We haven't seen it yet, but is it coming?
Well, it's a very sharp correction this week, and I guess markets are... were caught with the extent of the tariffs, and then the retaliation from China was a bit swifter, I think, than everybody thought. So, the market's trying to work out here, what damage this can do to the U.S. economy and elsewhere. There was another signal on Friday there, or during the week, Bobby, that is concerning too, that, long-term interest rates in the U.S. dipped below short-term interest rates. That's very unusual because normally short-term interest rates would be lower, and that's a signal that the market thinks short-term interest rates are coming down.
Wow.
And they normally think that because it's a reaction to recessionary threats. So I think that the market is actually trying to work out here whether we're going into recession or not. That's what it's trying to do. Now there was a pretty ferocious sell-off, which is unusual, Bobby, and of course that would be amplified by the fact that there was peak sort of margin debt in the U.S. stock market back in February. So you probably got a lot of people who were more, on the speculative side of the market getting washed out, if you know what I mean, forced to sell, which can amplify the volatility.
Okay. Well, look, we'll have to leave it there, Rory. Thanks for your analysis, as always. It's greatly appreciated. And there you heard it from a number of players right across the spectrum around tariffs.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.
Running a business is hard work. Building your website shouldn't be. With Wix, you can express your ideas, give direction, then leave the heavy lifting to AI, from site creation to branded content and images. Have fun with the details. Customize what you want, the way you want, and manage your whole business from a centralized dashboard with expert AI tools. Build, scale, and enjoy the incredible results. You can do it all yourself on Wix.